Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into today's faith lesson. Father, we thank you for the word.
Yes, we do.
We thank you for the power that comes through faith in God. And we praise you and we worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Gloria, we've had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and it has been rich,
it's
rich,
been
rich.
So isn't good.
The Lord has met us and blessed us so.
Amen.
Let's go back to our Mark 11, 22 through 25. We're talking about the fundamentals of faith, the basics. I heard Charles Capp say one time, he said, you can't build the roof first.
That's right.
You can't go there, yeah, and you can't build the walls first.
That's right.
You have to build the foundation first. The foundation is not what we think about faith. The foundation is not what we'd like faith to be. The foundation is what Jesus said about it. And he said this in two of the other Gospels, but in Mark's Gospel, he talked about it in such detail that, of course, this is the classic fundamental of faith, the basic fundamentals. We're going back to the very basic fundamentals. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, or start believing when you pray. I want to emphasize that on today's message. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now, remember, number one, basic of basics, fundamental of faith. Believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Number two, act on your faith. James chapter 1, verse 22. Let's go there quickly. And James chapter 1, verse 22, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Now, this is a way you build faith, Gloria. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith will come. There's no such thing as faith that won't come.
That's right.
But it's on the word of God.
Did you know you could put this Bible on your chest every night and sleep with it? And it wouldn't give you faith.
Of course not.
You got to put it in your eyes, in your ears, and if you want to use that, you have to say it out your mouth.
Yes. And then act like it's true.
Yeah.
Corresponding action. That's what
you receive.
You remember Jesus' half-brother. James was Jesus' half-brother. Same mother, different fathers. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to that. Be ye a doer of the word. Act on it. And not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goes away straightway, forgetting what manner of man he was. Now, what does that mean? We look in the mirror every day, but, and I've used this illustration for years, unless you, with the intention of finding out exactly how long your nose is, you look at it every day all of your life and you can't tell anybody how long it is.
That's right.
But if you go to the Word of God, you just read it and read it and read it, but you don't plan on acting on it. You don't really know what's in there. And that's what he's saying. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And continueth therein he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, let's go down to the second chapter, verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and has not works? Let's use the word corresponding action. Acting like the Word of God is actually true. Taking it as quickly as you would the word of a highly trusted friend and act on it. My dad, I tell you, you couldn't hold a gun on my dad and make him lie. I saw him turn down millions of dollars in a courtroom one day with an answer, yes, instead of no. And he got to keep his job.
That was his rule.
I said, Danny, my goodness, wasn't that hard? He said, no, Kenneth, it's a lie. It's over. Now, my dad told me something, I'd go act on it. I didn't have to have it in writing. I knew what he said was true. Well, how much more the Word of God?
Amen. Yeah.
What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and has not corresponding action? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not corresponding action, is dead. Now, let's go to Mark chapter 5, Gloria. This is the account of the woman that was healed of the issue of blood. Verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now listen, what we read in Mark 11, 23, what Jesus said, he'll have whatsoever he says. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.
The Amplified says she kept saying it.
Well, there's two Greek words. One of them translated say is lego, means to continue to say it. The Lego set, the little building blocks, I think of that every time I see it. Well, you're building faith every time you say it, every time you say it, every time you say it.
Yeah.
Straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and then she felt in her body that she's healed of that plague. She didn't feel it and believe it.
No, that didn't make her believe.
Now then.
She believed the Word.
Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue or dunamis, power, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou would touch me. He looked around about to see her that had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague.
Amen.
Now, look at verse 28. For she said, look at verse 34, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Can you see it? What she said was her faith speaking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, my power made you whole, even though we know it did. No, there were other people out there touching him, but that power in him was passive until she touched him with the touch of faith. Now, what did she do? All right, the first thing was she heard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she heard of Jesus. What did she hear? We know it was the Word because it made faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Glory, the Lord dropped this in my heart just in the last few days, because I was questioning about this in my own heart and questioning the Lord about it. And it just dawned on me. What did Jesus preach? Every sermon He preached, He started it with the one we read in the fourth chapter of Luke, the 18th verse. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He called me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance for the captive, recovery of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised or sick, and the acceptable year of the Lord, which is supernatural debt cancellation. So now, somebody told her what He preached. Somebody told her what He said. I'm convinced of it.
And then she got moving.
Yeah, it got her. She said, well, He's anointed. He is anointed. He is anointed. All I need to do is touch His clothes. I'll be made whole.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, she could have sat right there and died in that room. But what happened? She heard, then she believed she would be made whole. She believed it before she felt any better. She believed it. Yeah. She could have sat there and said, I can't go out there. I can't do that. I'm bleeding now. It's Levitically unlawful for me to be in the presence, outside with this issue of blood. And there's Jairus. He's the leader of synagogue. He's right there. But Jesus, He's got the authority to stone me. I can't go out there. I just can't do it. I know if I touch His garment, I'll be made whole, but I just can't do it. She'd have died right there in that room. No corresponding action.
That's right. She would have made the wrong decision.
Yes, she would. Now, what else do we know about her? Well, she had suffered many things of many physicians. Suffered. She suffered them. What did they? We don't know. Were they cut on her? We don't know what happened to her.
But apparently she had. It wasn't. Apparently, it wasn't pleasant.
No, it wasn't.
She suffered
with it. Yeah. Not only that, she flat broke, spent all that she had on this cursed disease.
But then she heard of Jesus.
Now, we know, faith doesn't work in an unforgiving heart. She had forgiven every physician. She had forgiven everybody. We don't know whether she's married or not. We know she'd been in this mess for 12 years. Oh, a lot of things can happen to you when you're sick and your skin and bones, you're bleeding and you get irritable. And you know, just people just but now she's a prisoner in her own household. She can't get outside. She just can't.
Go over again the four things that she did.
Okay, now she didn't do this. First thing she heard.
Yeah.
But now here's the things that she did. She believed she'd be made whole.
Yeah.
She said, Lego, she kept saying.
Yeah.
Then she came and touched.
She acted on it,
Gloria. Yeah. She got out there in that street.
When it was illegal for her to be out there.
Yeah.
And she was taking a chance, but she
now here, we can tell from what it says. She intended to sneak out there and touch that garment, get that healing, and skinny right back out of the way.
Before anybody ever knew it.
But Jesus
knew.
Now notice, I want you to see this. Listen to me now. Listen to me. Jesus didn't know she was there.
She didn't know more than that to His robe. She touched it.
Here's what this is the reason I think she'd heard it. I just know she'd heard that message about the anointing. He's a rabbi. That prayer shawl is out from under His garment.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what that represents. And she's thinking, if I can just touch that anointed shawl,
I'll be made whole.
I'll be made whole. Jesus stopped. So now, see, he's already going to Jairus' house to raise his daughter from the dead because Jairus spoke faith to him. You come lay your hands on her, she shall live. Jesus never said a word. He just took off with him. So what happened here? Faith put him on the move toward Jairus' house, and faith out of this woman stopped him right in the middle of the street.
Okay, she did four things. She said it. She did it.
No, first she believed it.
Yeah, she heard it.
She believed it. Then she said it.
Uh-huh.
Then she came and touched.
Yeah.
Then she told it.
She received it, and she told it.
She told it.
Listen to this. You'll remember this, I'm sure. Brother Hagin taught us, if anyone anywhere would do what she did that day, he could receive anything from the Lord.
Anything from God. I don't care what it is, you can receive
it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, it's so important to tell it. The devil will do his best to talk you out of that. More people fall from a counterattack than they do on the first ones. Well, I can't say more, but a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he'll come right back at you with the same symptom. He'll come right back at you with the, that blood start up again. Oh, no, I thought I was healed. No, it can't be.
They quit too soon.
And he'll strap it right back to you. The same unbelief that got it in the first place will put it on you again. No. You tell it. Glory to God. Jesus healed me in the street the other day. He healed me. I am healed, Gloria. I am healed. And Mr. Devil, you're not putting that back on me. In the name of Jesus, I do not have that. Why, Brother Copeland, that sounds like something like a metaphysical religion. You're in denial. You better believe, praise God, I'm in denial. I don't deny the existence of the sickness. I deny its right to exist in my body.
That's right.
Oh, I don't preach me happy glory
tell,
to
I can
God.
Tell.
Yes. By the eternal almighty God, Satan, this body don't belong to you. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Jesus. He bought and paid for it. Glory to God.
Amen.
It's a living sacrifice. Oh, shout amen, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody was just healed of stomach cancer right then while I was talking.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise
Glory
God.
Be to God. Yes, amen. Tell it. Tell it. Tell it. Glory to God. Tell it. Testify to it.
That's what
I remember the testimony of a person. Two of them came to my mind. And one of them came out of, let's see. Now, this one, this Brother Hagin told this one. There was a woman that he laid hands on. She had a big garter, just a great big one. And they had testimonies then come up the next service, and she came up and said, I just want to thank God for healing me last night. And that thing hanging out there. And everybody, huh? And so the next night, she came back up there again in the testimony. I just want to thank God. I'm going to give my testimony again tonight with Jesus healing this, healing my body and healing this, taking this garter off.
Amen. Yep. That's what she did.
And the pastor told Brother Hagin, he said, I'm going to put a stop to that. Brother Hagin said, you better not. Well, it's obvious she's not healed. He said, well, every night, she'd get up and say the same thing. People just got to thinking she's just crazy. She did this night after night after night after night. And then one night she came up there and it is gone. See, she just kept telling. She just kept testifying of what she believed.
She said.
Not what she felt, but what she believed. Now, here's the testimony of Charlie. He's Cherokee Indian, blind. And he was I think he was in one of Brother Roberts. I'm sure it's Brother Roberts' meeting, and Brother Oral had laid hands on him. And he said, glory to God, praise God, thank God, I'm not blind anymore. Praise God, thank you that I'm not blind anymore. And he's going around testifying, I'm not blind anymore. Oral Roberts laid his hands on me. Thank God I'm not blind.
He took it, didn't he?
And they've been having to lead him around. And then finally, people got irritated at him, and mad at him. His family just wanted to, you know, knock him in the head. No. I'm fine. Praise God. Thank God. I'm not blind anymore. Glory. What's he doing? Calling things to be not as though they were. He's talking his faith.
And he told it.
Yes, sir.
And he was
told it.
On his faith.
And he went on with this and went on with this and went on with this. Now, he was... He was in the doctor's office, and he just sitting there waiting for his doctor's appointment, and screamed, "I can't see! I can't see!"
Glory to God.
The first healing miracle of Jesus. The nobleman's son was not instant. That young man began to amend when Jesus said it.
From that hour.
Mm-hmm. From that hour. Isn't that amazing?
That's a good, that's revealing.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And, that's one you need to study. Oh, man. Gloria and I got into that just a few weeks ago. We heard Brother Hagin teaching on it, and we stopped and we got talking about that, and God started unveiling things about that. Jesus said to the man, unless you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. Well, it was in Cana. It was where Jesus turned the water into wine.
Hmm.
Well, the man took his instruction immediately. He said, come, sir, ere my son die. He said, go your way. Your son lives. Well, what happened? Hey, Gloria, you know what happened. Everybody in Cana's talking about this. Everybody. Sure. You ought to have been there. I was there. I poured the pot. I saw it. I put water in that pot. Wine came out. I saw it. Don't you know it's all over Cana? It's the first miracle Jesus did. And then, man,
at a wedding, so lots of people.
Oh, yes. They're screaming and hollering it all over Cana. And it's all over the place. And this man says, if he can do that, he can heal my boy.
Yeah.
But he's thinking, boy, I'd like to see something. I'd like to see something like that. I could believe this if I could see that. I know I could. But Jesus corrected him. He immediately took his correction. Come, sir, ere my son die. Jesus said, go your way. Your son liveth.
Praise God.
It's just marvelous.
Oh,
this book.
Wonderful.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it is. That's good.
That fourth one, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. We went through that. We spent some time on that. This last one, one cannot receive Abraham's blessing with Thomas's faith.
No.
Abraham said, it's according to your word, considered not his own body. Thomas said, unless I see it, unless I feel it, I will not believe. Jesus appeared and said, behold my hands, put your hands in here, put your hand in my side. He said, my Lord, my God. He said, Thomas, you believe because you can see. Blessed are they
that believe
and have not seen. You're waiting to see it, you'll never get it. Did we get somewhere today? Give the Lord praise.
Praise
Give Him
God.
Grave
thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I receive it. It's
a lot
good.
Of you right now. I can just sense it.
I almost
see it in the Spirit. Just praise healings God. Just all over the world
thank
right
you.
Now.
Just take
going
it.
On. With,
take
I see it. I take it.
It.
I have it now. I just take it. Glory to God.
The Word of Faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Today is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and Galatians chapter 6 is our biblical foundation for receiving offerings on this broadcast. Verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." If you've been taught the word today or all this week on this broadcast, many of you have been watching for so long now, you go back years and years and years. Well, if you've heard something, be it today or any time on this broadcast, something that has stirred faith in you, something that's brought revelation or insight or an answer to a question that you had, that's a good thing. And that's the reason this whole broadcast exists. But it's not supposed to stop there. You and I, when we're taught the things of God, we go back before the Lord and say, "Father, how do I respond to this?" And if the Lord has a faith assignment for you to join with the one who taught you the word, then jump in faith. For many of you watching, the Lord would have a financial assignment for you in this ministry as a partner with this ministry. That's the response to the word that you've heard. And what partnership is saying is, "Lord, I don't want this to stop with me. I don't want to be the last one that hears this life-changing word. I want to get this same uncompromised word of faith into the lives of people all over the world." That's partnership. And partners, let me tell you, you mean so much to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. They pray for you every single day. And I got to be honest, you're the reason. You're the reason they preach the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle, because you are a part of every broadcast. You're a part of every magazine, every product, every event, even down to the little social media posts that bring the good news to people around the world. You are a part of that. You're sowing your faith, and we want you to know that we receive it. We pray over it. We thank God for it. We bless it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the giving of the people. We ask you to see it and receive it from a heart of faith and a heart of love, and open the windows of heaven above the partners of this ministry and cause such a blessing to come out that there's not even room enough to contain it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Partners, we love you so much. Thank you for being a part of this ministry and for preaching this uncompromised word of faith all over the world. Listen, before we go, let me remind you, go to church this weekend, hear the word, listen to the anointed word preached. It'll bring faith to you. Fellowship with your church family. And then next week, join Gloria Copeland, my grandmother, and my dad, Pastor George Pearson's, right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory for a series called Tithers' Rights. This is the foundation of our prosperity. It's our covenant connection to the blessing, and you don't want to miss it. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call 877-615-4267. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life. Text to Give is available in the U.S. only.